Boston Acting Mayor Kim Cheney says her city will not follow New York City in creating a vaccination passport. New York officials say proof of a COVID vaccine will be needed for indoor restaurants, theaters, gyms, and more. For more on her decision, we're joined now by Kim Cheney. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about your reasoning behind your decision.
Well, let me begin by being very clear. The COVID-19 vaccine is our top priority. It is the central focus to ensuring that our residents are protected from COVID. That is why I have invested $3 million in a vaccine equity grant and why we continue to work on making sure that every resident in Boston has access, an opportunity to get the life-saving vaccine. We also know that requiring a passport, if you will, would have a disproportionate impact on poor communities of color. And so rather than going that route, our strategy is to continue to inform and educate and work with community partners who have trusted relationships on the ground, meeting people where they are so that we can get the life-saving vaccine into people's arms.
Let me ask, there are some restaurants and bars that are going to require proof of vaccination, not to mention employers requiring people get vaccinated. Are you comfortable with that? Do you support that idea?
Well, as mayor of Boston, I am leading by example. We are working with our workforce. I am meeting constantly with our cabinet chiefs and department heads, with our labor unions, with employees around working toward a vaccine mandate for us as city employees. So either folks will choose and get vaccinated, or they will have regular testing. We want to see everyone vaccinated. That is the goal. But we do know that there'll be disproportionate impact overall in public spaces. For example, there are still folks who are not even eligible. Our youngest children are not even eligible for the vaccine. And so we don't want to bar them from libraries and things of that sort or restaurants. We want to make sure that we are working with our workforce, with our business leaders, with everyone to get the vaccine in people's arms.
So let me be clear about this. You have said that you're leaning toward requiring city workers to get vaccinated or be tested regularly. Have you made a decision on that?
We are working toward that actively right now. We are working with our labor leaders, with our legal department, to make sure that either vaccines or testing is part of our protocol in the city of Boston for city employees. It is very important that we protect our workforce and thereby protect the general public. And as it relates to the general public, we continue to work on getting more and more residents vaccinated. Again, the vaccine is our best hope at beating the pandemic. The Delta variant is very contagious. It spreads very easily. And we don't want to see COVID continue to mutate. So we've got to do all we can to protect our residents, and that is my focus as mayor.
All right. I understand that, but I'm wondering if in the big picture, how do you square all this up? You've said public school students and staff will have to mask up this fall. City workers might have to be vaccinated or tested, but restaurants and other businesses are free to make their own decisions. Some people might say that's confusing and inconsistent. Respond to that.
Well, our focus, again, continues to be getting the vaccine out into people's arms. That is not confusing. That is very clear. The goal is to get Boston residents vaccinated. And so that continues to be our focus. We want to protect our workforce. We are working with our labor unions, with our employees, to make sure that they have every opportunity, whether it be time off, to get the vaccine, or to have regular testing. And the same is true. We are leading by example, and we hope that the response in the private sector, again, is to get others vaccinated. And so we are working with a number of partners whether they be community groups, whether they be business leaders, whether they be faith-based institutions, to make sure that every single resident in Boston can get the life-saving vaccine.
The latest Boston Public Health Commission data show about 61% of city residents are now fully vaccinated. However, that number is just 45% for Black residents and 47% for Latinx residents. And the vaccination rates are even lower in neighborhoods of color. What are you going to do to get those people vaccinated? And are you hopeful that, you can get the city of Boston up to over 70%, which is where the number is statewide right now?
Yes, I am very hopeful and encouraged. We have seen in the last 2 weeks alone the number of vaccines increase. I think the good news in all of this is that people are taking the Delta variant serious. More and more residents are masking up. More and more residents are taking the opportunity to get vaccinated. We will continue to work with community partners. We will continue to bring mobile vaccination clinics to communities that have been hit hard, particularly communities of color, our younger population, to make sure that they are getting vaccinated. This is the goal. And to your point, if we have large numbers of folks who aren't vaccinated, we don't want to ban them from public spaces or from restaurants. Instead, we want to focus on the life-saving vaccine and getting the vaccine into people's arms. That is our number one priority. That continues to be our goal, to make sure that every resident can be protected.
Okay, Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey, we're going to leave it there this morning. Thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.